Better by Birdseye.
Birdseye Frosted Foods.
Birdseye Frosted Foods present the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, our comedy star Wally Brown, and...
Dinah
Shore.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight. I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was
everybody. This is Donna with Wally Brown and Harry Von Zell. Tonight, I've invited Jenny Sims, my special friend, the star of the Philip Morris Show, to be our very special guest. Wally, have you found Jenny yet?
No. Dinah, maybe she couldn't, she probably missed the, But she could have waited for the, she couldn't have taken a... You can't get one of those either, I mean.
Calm down, Wally. I'll show you how to get her.
How?
Call for Jenny Sims.
Hello.
Hello, Harry.
Of course you know me, don't you, Jenny?
Why, sure, Wally. I laugh at your jokes every Friday.
Now, wait a minute. I come on every Thursday.
But it takes me a day to figure them out.
And me, a smoker of Philip Morris's.
Say, Dinah, you know something? If both of you kids sing tonight, there's liable to be a lot of swooning on this program.
I won't swoon.
Oh, no, Wally. What's going to hold you up?
I got starch in my bobby socks.
Oh.
A big surprise for you. We're all going to do an opera. It's called Madam Fly.
Oh, you mean Madam Butterfly, don't you?
I know, but we couldn't get any butter.
Dinah, do I have a nice part?
Well, yes, within reason, Ginny. You'll play Giannini, and Wally, you'll sing the male lead.
Well, what about me?
Well, you'll be the commentator, Harry.
Oh, I see. Good evening. This is Hilton Frost speaking to you from Box 74 of the Metropolitan. This box isn't particularly comfortable. I haven't removed the oranges yet. As the curtain rises on the first act, we see the lover, Wallaninni, searching for his beloved Gianinni as he stands on the end of a gondola.
Well, she's not down here.
After some warm milk and a hot bath, the opera resumes with Wallaninni now back in the gondola.
Ah, a couple of lady gondoliers. Say, is this Venice?
Certainly. Where else do they have canals instead of streets?
Are you kidding? Listen, after last week in Hollywood, I'm beginning to wonder where they have streets.
Aren't you Prince Wallaninni?
Oh, yes, and aren't you Jeannie Sims for whom I have been searching?
Oh, no, senor. I am Jenny Sims.
Well, that was close. Goodbye, fair ladies. I will now step out of this gondola. Here I go. Thought I was going to fall in the water again, didn't you? Hey, someone did fall in the water. What do you know? It's me.
As the scene changes, we find the two lady gondoliers discussing the fate of Prince Walanini.
Gosh, Giannini. Prince Walanini is wonderful. Such lovely eyes.
Yes, but most of my men only have two.
And those butcher shop legs.
Butcher shop legs?
Yes, no meat.
Oh, it's too bad I can't marry him. Little does he know that tonight I will elope with the Count.
Well, goodbye and good luck. And don't forget me.
And don't forget me either. I'm still in the water, you know, over here.
Della figla della mora.
Lizzy-dots and dozy-dots, little lambsy-dimey, I'll kill the ivy too, wouldn't you?
Della figlia della mora.
Of course, who wouldn't? That kid will be awfully sick.
Looking rather fit and able to discourse on goodies for your table. Papa Mike, Harry, and discourse.
Well, Dinah, it's really the lady of the house who has trouble on discourse.
Once again, Harry, but slower.
I say it's the housewife who has the trouble when she's planning meals. She doesn't know what to have for discourse or dat course. No, really, what I mean, ladies and gentlemen, is that most women I know have to wait until they're in the food store to decide what to have for dinner that night. And it's pretty tough. But if these same women, you and you, my friends, would wander over to the Bird's Eye Frosted Foods department and see what Bird's Eye offers you in the way of delicious foods, your meal will practically plan itself. For you'll find in the Bird's Eye cabinet a great variety of really farm-fresh vegetables and fruits, a wider variety than you can get in the regular vegetable department, many of them out-of-season fruits and vegetables, such labor-saving, flavorsome items as golden sweet corn, spinach, green stringless beans, rhubarb, squash, lima beans, and a host of others that will bring variety and good eating to all your meals. For all Bird's Eye foods are quick frozen, so you get the same garden fresh flavor you'd get if you just picked them out of your own garden. Now, the next time you market, go over to the Bird's Eye department and start your meal planning there. Just be sure the packages you buy are marked Bird's Eye. For variety, for the better buy in flavor and nutrition, and because most Bird's Eye foods require no ration points, remember, better buy Bird's Eye.
Well, sir, one commercial back, we roped LaBelle Sims into a range opera rendition of Mares y Dotes. But before the rodeo goes any further, we'd like to corral our charming guests and have her put the Sims brand on a tune she sings in a new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Technicolor musical, Broadway Rhythm. Here's our Philip Morris lady singing Irresistible You. Isn't he?
Irresistible
irresistible you. My heart has gone to you. And while I exist, I'll be irresistibly drawn to you. I know from the first it was so. I was caught in the undertow and was lost from the moment we kissed. Irresistible you, you're in the heart of me, and your magic eyes seem to magnetize every part of me. And I insist, for we don't want to resist, irresistible you, irresistible you.
To a real theater at night for Emmy Jones, William and Mary's 13-year-old daughter. So let's join our old friends William and Mary in the front hall of their house in the suburbs near New York as they wait for their daughter Emmy to come downstairs. Presenting Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young as William and Mary.
Are we ready to go?
Just a few minutes. Have you the tickets?
Right in my pocket. Mary, you look lovely. That's a charming dress.
Thank you, darling. You look very nice yourself. You really stand out in a tuxedo.
The darn thing's so tight, I hope I don't pop out in it. Mary, why do we have to wear evening clothes?
Because you paid so much for the tickets.
That's logical. I suppose if we got in on passes, I could go in my underwear.
Don't be silly. Furthermore, your boiled shirt will help hold you upright when you sleep.
To sleep, one must breathe deeply, and in this outfit, that's impossible. Anyhow, what's going to put me to sleep?
Shakespeare, I'm afraid.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't remind me of that.
Oh, well, don't be tiresome. Remember, it's all in the interest of our daughter's culture. You should like Shakespeare. He can do a lot for you.
So can castor oil, but I don't like that either.
You ought to be darn glad we got seats.
That's right, I ought to be.
Well, you can just pretend you are, after all. It's the first time Evie's ever been to the theater at night. Don't spoil the excitement for her.
Don't worry, I'll be as enthusiastic as if we were going to the Follies. Hamlet, the hep cat of Denmark.
Just remember what a state of thrill she's in. Emmy! Oh, Emmy!
Okay, Mom, okay, I'm coming.
Not exactly with the speed of a bounding antelope.
Well, here I am.
Enter Emmy in a state of thrill.
Emmy, isn't this exciting?
Yeah, it's keen. I'm nuts about it. Daddy, what have you got that monkey suit on for?
Your mother's idea of respect for Shakespeare.
What's it to him? He's dead.
At least he can turn over in his grave, which is more than I can do in this suit.
Is this show any good?
It's one of the greatest plays ever written.
I know. We had Hamlet in school.
Well, that's fine. Then you know all about it.
Well, no, because while the rest of the class was having Hamlet, I was having chicken pox. Have you ever seen it?
Many, many times.
Have you, Dad?
Hamlet? Why, I was brought up on Hamlet.
Sally Brown's mother and father are taking her to see The Follies.
Hooray! Good for Mr.
and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. Brown have not got Sally's education at heart.
That's just it. You take mine so seriously. They want her to have fun.
Hamlet's fun, after a fashion.
After what fashion? What's it about?
You tell her, Mary.
No. You tell her, Will.
No, darling. You've seen it so many, many times.
I know, but you were brought up on it.
You're stalling because you don't remember the plot.
Well, don't be ridiculous. I know the plot perfectly.
Go ahead, Mom. I want to hear what's such fun about it. What's Hamlet about?
Why, it's about Hamlet.
Who's he?
A Great Dane.
If you both stop being so childish, I'll tell you about it. Emmy, darling, you'll really love it. And it's so full of quotations. To be or not to be, and the play's the thing, and alas, poor Yorick.
And what this country needs is a good 5-cent cigar.
Oh, Will, honestly.
Mother, can the highbrow stuff and dig me the story for crying out loud.
Very well for crying out loud, then I'll dig. The play begins with this ghost.
Which ghost?
The ghost of Hamlet's father. He's a king, or was a king, and you see, he's been murdered.
Goody, goody.
Emmy, stop being impertinent.
I'm sorry. Who bumped him off?
Another king. And he... No, wait a minute. Before all that, Hamlet's mother has married.
Who'd she marry?
Her husband.
That's unusual. That's unusual.
Well, just wait, Will. And he's Hamlet's stepfather, and what Hamlet... Hamlet hates him and has sworn to the ghost that's his real father. He'll revenge him, his real father, on his stepfather. Because, you see, someone, I guess it was his stepfather, poured poison into his real father's ear.
Into his ear?
That's how people drank in those days.
Will, please, stop it. Then there are a couple of characters named Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
And Little Lamsey Diver. Your mother is making it all crystal clear, my child.
All right. You tell it, then.
No, no, go ahead. I'm fascinated by your version. I'm sure Shakespeare would be, too.
Oh, yes, yes. There's an old man named Polonius who's a bore and gets stabbed in the tapestry.
You can see what riotous fun it is, Emmy.
Well, it's not so bad because he's stabbed by mistake. His daughter's Ophelia and his son is Laertes, and Hamlet kills him in a duel.
What happens to Hamlet?
Oh, don't you worry about him. He gets killed, too.
It's all very well to jeer, Will, but it's a great play.
Oh, it's a great play, all right.
Is there any music in it?
Well, Ophelia sings a few little songs after she goes crazy.
Oh, for goodness sake, isn't there anything funny in it?
Side-splitting comedy is provided by the second gravedigger. He tosses out skulls as he digs a grave for Ophelia, who has just drowned herself.
Mother, you said it was exciting.
It is. Nearly everybody gets killed in the end, and it's perfectly thrilling.
Honestly, Mom, you ought to be a commando. It's the most awful thing I've ever heard. Of all the places to pick out for my one weekend vacation, do we have to go?
Emmy, I don't want any more of your nonsense. Your father went to a great deal of expense and trouble to get the tickets. You're going to go. What's more, you're going to enjoy every minute of it.
Yes, Mom.
You too, William.
Yes, Mom.
Now, come on. Get your coats on.
Yes, Mom.
You're both fools. Will, does it say on the tickets what time it starts?
No, I'm just looking it up here on the paper. Ham. Oh, here we are. Hamlet, yes. Curtain rises promptly at 8:30. Regent Theatre.
I thought it was the Olympic.
It was, but it's moved.
Well, then what are our tickets for?
I'm afraid to tell you.
No, go ahead.
The Follies.
Oh, William.
Whoopee, what a break. Let's get going.
And now we return to the Dinosaur in Hollywood.
If you'll do an about face and turn west again, we'll slip into the Bird's Eye Rumpus Room and kick up a little noise with the Union. It's a romantic tragedy where the long-suffering lover plays milquetoast, and though he gets the brush, he meekly says, "When you want me back, I'll be around.
I'll be around, no matter how you treat me now. I'll be never lasts. And when it's past, I'll be around when she's gone. Goodbye again. And if you find a love like mine just now and then, drop a line to say you're feeling fine. And when things go wrong, perhaps you'll see you're meant for me.
Tonight we bring you a stark, staring tragedy of murder entitled, Who Shot Father? Or It Wasn't the Bathtub That Was Plugged. The scene opens in a police station, where the two famous detectives, Dr. O'Brown and Sherlock O'Bonzel, are having a heart-to-heart talk. Shh! Listen.
I bid two hearts.
I bid three hearts.
Say, O'Bonzel, I understand Pickpocket Taylor has confessed.
Is that so? What did he steal?
The Empire State Building.
Oh, ridiculous. How could he steal a big thing like that?
He made two trips.
I'll take it. Hello? What? Your father has been shot? Certainly, we'll be right over. O'Brown, call Car 7 to come and get us.
Oh, that old car won't do.
It'll do in a pinch.
Calling Car 7! Calling Car 7! Why haven't we heard from you? Why haven't we heard from you?
Is it something we said, huh?
Let us in! Let us in!
Somebody shot Paul!
Say, look over there, Vonzel. There's the body. It's as dead as a corpse.
See here. I found a clue. An empty package of bird's eye quick frozen stringless beans.
What? Beans?
Yes, what beans? Delicious bird's eye stringless beans.
Paul loved them so.
Oh, yes, I see it all now. Your Paul was cooking dinner. He was fixing the bird's eye stringless beans when the murderer came in.
Yes, yes, go on.
The murderer wanted those delicious and tender bird's eye stringless beans.
Yes.
There was a struggle.
Yep.
For naturally, no one likes to part with bird's eye stringless beans.
Amazing deduction, O'Vonzel.
Elementary, my dear old Brown, elementary. You see, bird's eye stringless beans have a taste all their own.
Yes, sir.
A straight from the garden flavor that beats any bean that's ever been. Yes. That's because they're grown under careful supervision.
Yes, sir.
Then picked at the very peak of their young green tenderness.
I like them young and green, too.
Yes, irregardless. Then these grand stringless beans are washed and quick frozen immediately so that they come to you dewy fresh, brimming with country flavor, chock full of vitamins.
Yes.
The murderer wanted those bird's eye stringless beans, and who could blame him? For they're so easy to prepare, all stringless, washed, and ready to cook. No work at all.
That was my paw. No work at all.
Exactly. And your paw wouldn't give them up, and so he was shot.
But, do you know who did it?
Yes.
Who?
The killer of your father was a golfer.
How do you know the killer of my pa was a golfer?
Because he shot a hole in pa.
psychologist. Mammy says to her little baby boy, "What you love there, little baby boy?" And he says, "Shortening bread." And Mammy's worried because other little boys love licorice sticks and little jelly beans and little girls. But no, this little baby boy loves shortening bread. So Mammy takes the case to Mr. Anthony and nothing happens. But then she takes the case to Nelson Eddy and they all end up singing.
Put on the skillet. Put on the lid.
Mammy's gonna bake a little shortening bread.
That ain't all she's going to do.
Mammy's gonna make a little coffee, too. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. 3 little babies lying in bed. 2 were sick and the other most dead. Said for the doctor, he said, feed those babies on shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Slip the kitchen, slip the lid, slip my pockets full of shortening bread. Stole the skillet. Stole the lid, stole the gal who makes shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Caught me with the skillet, caught me with the lid, caught me with the gal making shortening bread. Paid $6 for the skillet, 6 for the lid, 6 months in jail eating shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening.
I just wanted to come back in and say thank you, Dinah. Good night to everyone. And, Dinah, I make a motion that was really swell being here tonight.
Second the motion. All in favor of Jenny's visit tonight, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Unanimous, Jenny, and thanks again. This is Dinah pulling down the shades until next week. While we're gone, will you file away this thought in your refrigerator? Don't waste food. Let all the food that comes out of your refrigerator be used. Don't take out more than you need. For if you do, that means you have to buy more, and that means that somebody's going to have to do without. It's really that serious. For we're feeding a lot of people these days, not only civilians, but soldiers and allies. Use only what you need. Throw out nothing that's edible. Use your leftovers. In other words, conserve food, won't you? Night, everybody.
This is Harry Von Zell saying, "Better buy Bird's Eye." Wally Brown, incidentally, is currently co-starring in the RKO picture, Rookies in Burma. Next Thursday, Bird's Eye Frosted Foods will again bring you the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner, Roland Young, Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, and the Joseph Lilly Singers. And now goodbye from Bird's Eye until next week. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.